Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, April 1st, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of finance news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Direction appoints Mo Sparks as Chief Product Officer. Direction, a leading provider of leveraged and inverse ETFs, has appointed Mo Sparks as the company's Chief Product Officer. Sparks, with over a decade of experience in ETFs and product development, will oversee Direction's product strategy, reporting to CEO Douglas Jones. Prior to joining Direction, Sparks led ETF business at Raymond James Investment Management and facilitated the entry of asset managers into the ETF market at the NYSE. With a background at Vanguard, Sparks aims to drive product education and innovation at Direction. His expertise will help accelerate product development and strengthen Direction's position in the ETF market, offering traders and investors tools to capitalize on market opportunities. With A's Impact, OnSayFX brings a fresh approach to client support in the Forex industry. OnSayFX, licensed and regulated by the Financial Sector Conduct Authority of South Africa, sets itself apart in the Forex market with a focus on transparency, client satisfaction, and regulatory compliance. Their A's Impact customer service model goes beyond traditional support, offering personalized assistance, education, market analysis, and performance consultations to help traders succeed. OnSayFX also provides loyalty programs for passive income opportunities and fast, secure financial transactions. Through their OnShine Africa initiative, they support community projects, showing a commitment to social responsibility. By combining regulatory compliance, client-first innovation, and social impact, OnSayFX is redefining the global brokerage industry. CMN funding finishes strong to end the first quarter of 2025. CMN Funding, headquartered in Albany, NY, has announced deal highlights from the first quarter of 2025. Projects included a commercial building acquisition in Aiken, South Carolina, with a $612,500 loan, a $199,500 cash-out refinance in Brentwood, Maryland, and a $120,000 cash-out refinance in New Iberia, Louisiana. CMN also arranged other mortgages, including a land refinance in Winnemucca, Nevada, and a commercial mixed use in New York, NY. These transactions were considered small balance. CMN Funding, part of CMN Business Entities, specializes in commercial financing, focusing on commercial real estate transactions.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.